My name is Alexis Yeo. I am 18 years old. Today is May 26, 2018, and I am speaking with Mr. Steve Davis, who is my friend from my parents. And we are recording this interview in Spokane, Washington.
Okay. Hi, this is Steve Davis. I'm a friend of Alexis through her parents. I'm a Caucasian American. I'm 73 years old, and I was born in Salt Lake City. I was raised there. I was a mischievous child, pulling a lot of pranks, and I had that reputation. I was an older brother of three younger sisters. I went to the University of Utah for a year, served a mission, a church mission in New Zealand for a couple of years, came home, went to college, and was drafted. I was drafted into the Army, where I spent 3.5 years, and I was equal to an LPN in the Army. The Army, though I spent a year in Vietnam, was good for me. I learned a lot. And I came out a better person than when I went in. Do you want me to continue?
I think we're good. What do you do for a living
now? I came back, got out of the Army, worked for 3 years to save enough money to go to a PA school in Birmingham, Alabama.
Wow, that's cool. All right, you've already answered a little bit about your childhood. And what does it mean to you to be an American?
I have a sense for the importance of that, spending time in the military, and literally fighting for America. And I have a real sense of responsibility and a sense, a fortunate sense of being here in America where I can be free to pursue pretty much what I want. I'm not a ward of the state, where the state provides me everything, but I'm allowed the option to pursue things as I wish. Mm-hmm. I can be entrepreneurial if I want.
Yeah, that's true. All right. And can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
Probably the biggest influence, and I didn't realize this until my father passed away 4 years ago, but he was a World War II veteran.
Oh, wow.
And who never talked about World War II until the last 3 years of his life, and he was 95 at that point.
Oh. That's awesome.
And so he was a greater influence than I ever realized, not realizing that until I was 70 years old myself.
Wow. That's cool. And how do you think he has influenced
you? How?
Like, how do you think he has influenced you?
He taught me many basic things. You had to work hard for what you got. Mm-hmm. He grew up during the Depression, where food was difficult to come by. Mm-hmm. Minimal income. You lived on a farm. And life was just tough. And so he taught me a good work ethic. You have to work hard if you're going to be successful.
Mm-hmm. And why did you think you kind of realized that influence when you were 70 or whatever?
Because I guess I wasn't mature enough before that. It took age and maturity to recognize that. And mm-hmm. I had a very good, close relationship with my father the last 3 years mm-hmm. of his life, because my mother passed away at that point. And so I spent a lot of time with him, mm-hmm. Talking till the wee hours of the morning sometimes, and when he would share things that I never heard before.
Mm-hmm. That's very cool. All right. What were your feelings when you learned about the outcome of the 2016 presidential election?
Quite honestly, I was tired of the status quo, with things as they were happening, and quite honestly, I was relieved that Mr. Trump was elected president. As unconventional as he was, I was looking for a change. Mm-hmm. Most anything was a change from what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And wait, all right. Have you had these feelings following an election before?
No. Never.
Really?
Never. I was very very tired of Mr. Obama, and I was looking for almost anything that would be a change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And what was it like for you the first time you voted?
Honestly, I was probably too young to really appreciate it.
Were you 18?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, like it didn't mean much.
No, it didn't. And I find with maturity, those kinds of things change.
Yeah.
You get smarter and wiser and...
Yeah. Okay, I feel like... Like in AP Gov, we learn about elections and we learn about like the different candidates and things like that. And like now I'm 18 and I like registered to vote and stuff. I was like, I still don't know who to vote for. Like, I feel like I'm not qualified because I don't know enough information. I don't know. I feel like I shouldn't vote, but then I still am going to just. I don't know, just because I'm registered?
Yes.
But.
And I think you should. Yeah. I think you should. And all that knowledge about candidates, that'll come with time. But mm-hmm. I think you should spend some time looking into platforms, mm-hmm. learning what they want the government of how they want it to function, and I think you should vote. But I think You should make a concerted effort to pursue a knowledge of what they stand for before you vote.
Yes, that's true. So, besides elections, like, did you participate in any other, like, I don't know, we learned about caucuses and all that.
I have never been very active in government. I have friends who attended caucuses and
like petitions
and
or...
did telephone
polling or something.
Polling and that just never really interested me. I have never been very political. I'm more political now with this most recent election of Donald Trump than I ever was before. Because of the ineffectiveness of the ineffectiveness and the corruption in our current government.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how do you think, or do you think the person that you, so your dad, has influenced your voting, like your first election or the...
I think he influenced my most recent presidential vote. I think he would have been very happy to see Mr. Donald Trump went out over crooked Hillary. Yes, I think his patriotism and his sense of appreciation of our government system, capitalism, I think it was very responsible for what I think currently and how I voted most recently.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, and last question, how would you like to be remembered?
How would I like to be remembered?
Maybe fighting for your country.
I would like to be remembered. I'm sorry, this is so general.
That's okay.
But I would like to be remembered as a good, honest, ethical kind of person.
That's a good answer.
That's a tough one. You know, we all want to be remembered by our loved ones and our friends, and we all want to make an impact in everyone's life, and I don't know if I will be that kind of person. I would just like to be remembered as, oh, Steve, he was a really good man.
Well, I think you're impacting my life right now, so.
So, that's all I'm looking for, is to be remembered as a good man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, I mean, this story will be posted and published, and my class will listen to it, so I think you'll impact them as well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was very honored that you said, sure, Steve would be okay to do the interview.
Oh, of course. I think you are very qualified for this.
Because I really like you. You know, I ask your mom a lot, well, how is she doing? How is she doing in her music? Where is she going to go to school? And so you've impacted my life.
Oh, thank as you. Well.
So thank you.
Yay. This is awesome. Alrighty. So we've answered all of the questions, and thank you very much.
My pleasure. My pleasure.